Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Salt Shack podcast. I'm here with
Bryce, aka Bruce DeBlanca.
and I'm Caleb, or War Monkey 75.
So we're gonna start with trivia. Caleb still doesn't know what the trivia is, but starting with trivia. Then we got a new segment called This or That, or What Would You Prefer, or whatever you want to call it. And then we're gonna end with the top 10. So yeah. If you didn't go watch last episode, go watch it. It's a pretty fun episode. Talked about Cartoon Network shows and other fun things. So yeah. Leave a like and subscribe as well. Today, your trivia is about Captain America, the first Avenger.
Okay.
The first technical movie in the MCU. Not the first one filmed, but the first one in chronological order. We're pretty much gonna watch the MCU in order again. And before we watch the movie, I'm gonna test Caleb on his knowledge of the movie
It's
before we watch it.
been like 2.5 years since I watched it last,
It's a good
so
movie.
it is a very good movie.
So, you ready for this?
Yep. Let's
There's
get
10
started.
questions. There's 10 points.
Oh, man.
I feel like you can get 50, like 5 out of 10 at least. So I also have to give you a gift this episode for getting more than 50% on the last trivia. So I'll go get that eventually.
Oh.
You ready?
Yeah.
What war is being played out during this movie?
See there. World War One or World War Two? Pretty sure it's World War. Man.
Starting out with a 50-50 shot here.
Yeah. It's World War Two.
That your final answer?
Yeah.
Yes, it is World War II.
Yeah, I doubted myself for a second, and I was like, no, it's World War Two.
Yeah, World War I just a little too far back for
Yeah.
this movie.
Yeah.
Got you a layup here. Who is Cap's best friend in this movie?
Bucky.
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 What is the bad group in this movie?
Hydra.
Correct. This is, well, I don't know. You might. I think it's after this question it starts getting a little goofy.
Oh God.
So, obviously, no Red Skull, main
Yeah.
villain of this movie,
Yeah.
leader of Hydra, at least at first. What were Cap and Red Skull fighting over during this movie?
Isn't it the Tesseract?
That your final answer?
Yeah.
It is indeed the
Okay.
Tesseract.
Okay. I'm pretty sure Red Skull needed it as like a power source for his mass like destruction weapon.
Yeah. I wasn't gonna throw this in, but do you know where the Tesseract was found when Red Skull found it in the movie?
I feel like Stark had it or something.
It was hidden somewhere.
Wasn't that like deep in the ocean?
That's where they found it after the movie.
Yeah. Was it in the pyramids?
It's like a country. That's what I'm looking for here.
Oh, okay.
Least I think it's a country. Get my countries and continents mixed up sometimes.
Yeah. There's no way it was in like Germany. Would have been too easy. Yeah, I have no clue where it was.
Yeah, you guys will have to fact check me on this because I don't exactly remember, but I'm pretty sure it was Norway. They found it in like a hidden capsule in Norway in like a pyramid or something, but
I don't remember that.
yeah. What is Red Skull's name?
I was
I
afraid you were gonna ask that.
had no clue for
I
this. I also don't know how to pronounce it. It might have an accent,
It's
so.
Red Skull.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I have no clue what his name is.
His name's Johann Smith. Or Johann Smith. Something like that. I had no idea.
That's like, I don't know. I feel like if I thought super hard, maybe.
It's familiar, but I wouldn't have probably gave you that answer.
Yeah.
So this is an open-ended question. I think you give me two answers here.
Okay.
Who helps Steve the most through this movie?
Well,
There's two right off my dome that I think of.
yeah, I mean, you could say Howard because he's the one that like enhanced him.
Yeah.
Or you could say Peggy because she also like was there like for the emotional support.
Yeah, I mean, those were my two answers.
Yeah.
Howard Stark and Peggy Carter.
Yeah.
Now we start getting a little silly. So early on in the movie, obviously Steve didn't have the powers or anything,
Yeah.
but he still wanted to join war, join the army or
Yeah.
whatever. What initially disqualified him from going to war?
It wasn't his size because he still got drafted. He was still there. It wasn't like he wasn't too small. Because then there's the like the famous flagpole scene. Which is
Yeah.
such a good
Yeah,
scene.
no, it's
Like,
good. While you're thinking about that, as we, because like I said, we're watching all the way like MCU in order. As we go through the phases, we'll do like phase one ranking, phase two ranking, stuff like that. I think the only thing that isn't in phase one that we'll be watching right off the bat is Captain Marvel, because it's like phase three. So, but that's the second movie in the timeline. So, anyways.
It's not that he was too young. I feel like it was his vision or something.
Answer was asthma.
Oh. Yeah, no, I didn't.
It's
Yeah.
something that if we watched the movie, I think I would have remembered, but I would have just said
Yeah.
height, to be honest. So. Yeah, asthma. Three questions left. Who met with Cap at the end of the movie while he was training? And
Believe it was Nick Fury.
indeed was Nick Fury. I think you've already hit your 50% threshold. So this last two kind of for fun. Who convinced Chris Evans to play Cap?
I feel like I want to say Robert Downey Jr., but I also don't know. Or it was, oh, we just saw him at Pick and Save. The actor on the magazine, forgetting his real
Oh,
name.
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, I feel like it was Mark Ruffalo. Yeah, I don't know.
You gonna take a guess? Or do you just want to say, I don't know?
We'll say Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
It was Robert Downey Jr.
Oh my God.
I knew you'd
Should have
hate
gone
yourself
with
with that one because you said it right away. And I was like, God damn it. Yeah, because.
Should have went with my
Some
gut.
small story. I'm sure everyone's heard it on TikTok by now if you're a TikTok listener at this point. Chris Evans initially turned down the offer of playing three times in a row because he didn't want to commit to it because it was like a 5 or 6 movie deal. And Robert Downey Jr. is like, bro, you gotta just stick with the process. You're gonna regret not taking this. And then he took it. Now he wants to come back so bad if he died. So yeah. Last question. I didn't even know this, but it's kind
Oh,
of hype.
okay.
So who are I wrote this really dumb. Who in this movie was supposed to cameo but didn't? There's two people.
See, Iron Man wasn't alive.
Yeah, because this is in World War II.
Yeah.
So.
Like none of the, I mean, Stan Lee had a cameo, right?
Think so.
So he has one in pretty much every
Yeah.
movie.
I mean, maybe.
Because, I mean, there was the whole theory of him going. Going back and watching it, like watching the
Oh, yeah.
characters, and it's like he's watching himself, which is
Yeah.
kind of like a paradox in itself if old Cap or young Cap encountered himself, then it's like, oh no. I mean, we already had the Nick Fury cameo. I'm trying to think of like who was alive at that time? Peggy and Nick.
I have a hint, but I think I'd give it away, so I'm not gonna tell you the
Was
hint.
gonna say, it won't count as my answer if you give me a hint. Just
Yeah.
go for it.
These people have not been in MCU. I mean, you already got your 50%, so if you just
Yeah.
want to take an absolute crack at it, go for it.
Not in the MCU. They in the Lego games?
Yes. Maybe like 5 seconds.
Like
Just go for it. Just
I wouldn't even know who to guess.
if you don't want to make a guess, it's fine. If this happened, it would have been nuts, though. I don't know.
Was just gonna say like MODOK,
Just thinking about it would have been so crazy.
but he's in the MCU. Maybe like Loki. Anyone with the time people. Yeah, I'm trying to think of like evil people that might have worked with Red Skull, but they even like have no clue.
Wolverine and Magneto.
Oh,
That would have been nuts. But the Fox people did not want it to happen. So, because Wolverine and Magneto were fighting around World War II.
yeah, they were.
So, yeah, that would have been nuts. Cap and
Yeah.
Wolverine on the. Yeah, no, that would be very interesting. So, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 out of 10.
I didn't even think of like the whole X-Men side.
Yeah. No, I didn't even know. I didn't know it was a thing until I looked it up a couple minutes ago. Because I was just looking up Captain America First Avenger fun facts. So,
Man.
yeah. Well, good job. Passed your quiz. Well, you didn't fail it, I guess. So, yeah, I'll give you your prize for the first episode.
Okay.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
Signed Giannis jersey. Here you go. You better wear it. There might be thumbtacks
Antetokounmpo.
it. Okay.
Giannis, Fortnite. Giannis. You know, I'd say he is probably my favorite NBA player of
That makes sense.
like the 10 that I know. Favorite current NBA player.
Makes sense. All right. Well, that was our trivia segment. Next, we're gonna do the new segment, this or that. It's pretty much like a would you rather kind of situation. So I wrote down three questions. Maybe next episode, Caleb will have three questions. Looking pretty big in that.
Feeling big.
So you ready for your first question?
Do you want to argue with Giannis?
What?
What?
You ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather live in the Mario world from the Mario movie or live in the Pokemon world from any Pokemon like region?
I have my immediate answer.
Okay.
Pokemon.
Pokemon. See, I think I would also go Pokemon, but I think Mario World would be pretty fun. Like the
Yeah.
Mario World, not just the regular Earth that they
Yeah.
go to at the end. It all depends on what creature I am in Mario, though.
That's true.
If I'm like a toad.
Yeah, no, I'd want to be like, it's like I wouldn't want to be Mario, but I'd want to be someone that's like, does Mario things.
Me and you can be Wario and Waluigi.
Perfect.
And then we can just be in our own little
Yeah,
world
we
there.
can just be menaces.
All right, well, what region would you be in Pokemon?
Oof.
I think me personally, I would go to Johto
Yeah.
because I would want to live the Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver adventure.
Yeah.
Like going through Johto. I know Johto is a really boring region because it's mostly Kanto Pokemon, but like I think it'd be really fun to like go through all eight, plow through the Elite Four, and then go through Kanto in the later years of Kanto where like all the gym leaders are older, they're in different areas. I don't know, I think that'd be really fun.
Trying to think. I mean, I think the Unova region, like Gen 5, would be good.
I was also thinking that, just because
Like,
there's so many Pokemon
yeah. I mean,
there.
they added like a lot of people complain about like they added a candle.
Yeah, that. I see, I was a part of that group until I realized, like, liking Unova is pretty based.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah.
Those games are classic, so.
Yeah, now they're great. I feel like they were revolutionary and then people were like, "No."
Yeah, well, I mean, when you compare five to the first four, it's kind of like, okay, this sucks. But,
Yeah.
like, letting it simmer, like, after adding another eight, nine gen, not eight or nine, two eight and nine gens,
Yeah.
it's like, yeah, this is a pretty good region, so.
I was gonna say that or like Sinnoh. I feel like Sinnoh would be fun, but the more I thought about it, it's like half of it's like cold, like winter.
Yeah, that's true. There's some pretty awful parts of Unova, though, too.
Yeah.
Like the whole desert area.
Yeah.
Also, like, what's his name? The main bad guy. N.
And
Dude, that guy is a menace. Like, that group was pretty awful.
yeah,
I wouldn't want to have to deal with that.
is
Like,
that Team Plasma?
I think so. Was it? I think, I don't
I think
know.
so.
Beating down on some like awful Team Rocket people in Johto would be almost too easy.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my
It's
answer.
like the reason I wanted Pokemon a lot more than Mario is because I want
Yeah.
Pokemon. Like I want to like have a team and actually be able to like interact with them, and that would be so cool.
My only thinking of why that could be an argument is because I feel like obviously you have to deal with Bowser and that side of Mario, but I feel like Mario overall living is just like so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
Because in Pokemon, you have to constantly be moving. You don't really get a home.
That's true.
Like, it would be pretty awful to start. Like Ash in the first like 8 episodes of the Indigo League is just like I would hate to do that, so
Yeah, I mean, I'd want to live in the Pokemon world if I got chosen to be a Pokemon trainer. Like,
yeah.
otherwise, it's just what we're doing right now. Except there's some chaos.
Next, maybe not next episode, future episode. What gym leader? Like, what type would you be? What team would you
Ooh,
have?
ooh.
Good
Yeah,
questions. That's for a different time,
I'm not
though.
gonna say anything.
Think this one also. I don't know. Depends how you feel about it, I guess. I
Okay.
feel like there's ups and downs on both. What team would you rather join? The Guardians of the Galaxy or the Avengers?
Probably Guardians.
I think that's the obvious answer, but to join the Guardians, if you get on there, like if you try and join them and they don't like you, you're dead.
Yeah, that's true.
Like if I feel like if you get on Nick Fury's good side, it's so easy to be an Avenger. You obviously deal with a lot bigger things being an Avenger, hence why it, Tony Stark had PTSD, like really
Yeah.
bad PTSD. But if you like, if you're like automatically joining a team without like having to like work to join the team, it's
Yeah.
Guardians all day,
Yeah.
just because it's so much more fun. But like, I feel like personally, being an Avenger would be like better in some capacity. Like,
I feel like there's more consequences on Earth,
yeah.
like with Avengers. Like, there's so many buildings that fall over that you have to.
Yeah, that's the biggest downfall of being an
Yeah.
Avenger. Unless you're Thor, then you can just disappear.
Yeah.
Like, when something bad happens, you can just leave.
I'm dull. Yeah.
Yeah, but. Because. Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, there's a lot of things you have to deal with on both sides, like the whole Civil War, like
Yeah.
deciding if you want to give up your superhero rights or not, freelance for a couple of years. I don't know, man. That's another question one day. You team Iron Man or team Cap? It's another good one for a different
Yeah.
day. I think overall my answer would be Guardians though, because
Yeah.
also depends what kind of species you are out there. I feel like you can give the like awful end of the stick where you're Pete Davidson's character in the most recent one, where you look like an absolute like
Just like a
yeah,
meatball.
a meatball. Yeah, no. Cause I feel like for the most part, Avengers are humans with
Yeah.
abilities, like both Guardians, you can be a creature. It just depends what creature you are.
Yeah. Korg, just be a rock person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's always the threat of being constantly boarded by ravagers. It depends how strong the Guardians are at that point in time, which I feel like they're pretty well known
Yeah.
now, but
Also, like landing on the wrong planet would just be
yeah.
awful.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. A lot of like traveling as a guardian too. There's not really any like downtime
Yeah.
there.
It's always like something new
Yeah.
around the corner where it's like, oh, okay.
Just casually running into high evolutionaries. It's
Yeah.
like, okay, that's awesome. But yeah. I don't know if you have any more thoughts on that, but
No.
all right, well, last question. I'm very curious on what you decide on this one.
Okay.
Who would you rather like have as a Jedi Master? Obi-Wan or Yoda?
Oh. See, with Yoda, he talks like backwards and forwards. It's like,
Yeah.
so like a little riddle with every sentence. It's crazy. But he knows what he's doing. Like he's trained multiple
Yeah.
like great Jedi, except for Dooku. I guess technically
He's a great Jedi, just
he was a
fell,
great Jedi.
fell down the wrong side of the cliff.
Yeah. Dude had one bad breakup, no. And then yeah, like Yoda produced so many great Jedi,
Yeah.
and then he's like Obi-Wan's like a once removed from Yoda. Like Yoda trained Qui-Gon, I believe, who trained Obi-Wan.
Think Dooku trained
Oh yeah, that's
Qui-Gon.
right. Yeah, he's like twice removed from
Yeah.
Yoda. But working, yeah, no, it was Yoda, Dooku, Qui-Gon, then Obi-Wan.
My initial question was Obi-Wan or Qui-Gon, but I would just pick Qui-Gon. You probably can't see him very well right now, but
That's a
that's
Qui-Gon
Qui-Gon.
Jinn figure up there.
Yeah. He's my goat, sorry. There's an argument where would you rather be like, 'cause Yoda's obviously very strict. Like you can't do much. Obi-Wan's letting Anakin go have sex vacations with Padme.
Yeah.
Like doing stuff. Obi-Wan's obviously extremely smart too. It's not like Yoda's like super far ahead of Obi-Wan with that kind of stuff, but like Yoda's also like the most smart Jedi, pretty much.
Yeah, he. I'd probably choose Obi-Wan because I feel like I'd get more attention. I mean, you saw Yoda with all the younglings. I'm sure he gives like all of them like a good amount. But being like a Padawan of Obi-Wan, like hypothetically, like a different version of Anakin, like they worked together closely for like the Clone Wars. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's more accessible there.
I feel like the more Clone Wars I watched, I think I'd be able to pick easier on this. I
Yeah.
think right now I'd pick Yoda, because I think there's like the ups of having Obi-Wan. He's not nearly as strict as
Yeah.
others. Like, he lets you like fight with him, like learn that way.
Yeah.
But I feel like with Yoda, like if Yoda was given the task to train you, Yoda's gonna train
Oh
you.
yeah. I mean, well, save that to not spoil it, but it's like, yeah, I feel like Obi-Wan never completed his training.
Yeah, because
'Cause
Qui-Gon
Qui-Gon
got
just,
sliced, so
yeah.
yeah.
So it's like I feel like he's also learning and then teaching someone who's learning like right behind what he's learning, which is like oof. But
He's like a higher up version of a student teacher. Like,
yeah.
they're both kind of learning with each other. Obviously, Obi-Wan knows more than
Yeah.
Anakin, but.
I feel like I don't know. I think Yoda's more stationary. He did go to like Geonosis and fight Dooku there, but
Which was awesome.
yeah, which was awesome.
Even though people don't like that he has a lightsaber, which fair, but
Yeah, but I feel like Obi-Wan goes on more missions, so if you want to like go do stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it kind of depends, like, 'cause I feel like Yoda could go on missions with you depending on
Yeah.
the task. I just feel like how Clone Wars and Star Wars is shown, it's mostly just showing Obi-Wan and Anakin going on
Yeah.
missions together, which is fine. But yeah, so yeah, that was this or that or whatever you want to call the segment. Leave a comment down below what you want us to call it. I don't know what to call it. It's a would you rather practically. But we're gonna end this episode with top 10 fast foods,
Ooh.
mostly a Midwest edition because we live in the Midwest. So if you couldn't tell by my shirt, by his jersey. So yeah, I don't know how many honorable mentions you have, but I have a couple.
I've got like two and a half.
Okay. You want to go first? Your honorable mentions, you can.
I went first last time.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. My honorable mentions, I got Starbucks. I enjoy
Okay.
their coffee. I don't eat food there, though. It's my
Yeah.
thing. I don't count them as fast food, but fast coffee, sure.
Yeah.
I got Domino's on my honorable mention. I almost put them in my top 10, but if I'll talk about that later. I got kind of a half and a half answer. I got Ian's and Topper's kind of like as one answer. So they're two pizza places. I just don't think I like Ian's enough to put in my top 10. And Topper's good. There's a whole story behind that one. I got Melio's in my honorable mention. I enjoy Melio's. I just don't think I like them as much as my top 10. And my last honorable mention is Arby's. I think Arby's is slept on. I think a lot of people don't like Arby's,
Yeah.
but I enjoy Arby's when I go. So, yeah, it's my honorable mentions.
Yeah, for mine, I also I've got Domino's, which is like they're good. If someone mentions it, I'm not mad. I've got Starbucks. I've had their coffee. It's good. I don't go there a lot, but
Yeah.
and then I've never been there in person, so I don't know what it's like, but Wingstop, I don't know if that if you have like a server there or not, or if it, you go in and
You
order.
just go and order at the
Okay.
counter. So, yeah,
So I
it's a
wasn't
fast
sure.
food.
Oh, okay. Probably would have ranked that higher then, because Wingstop is bussin', but
Yeah. It's not like B-dubs where you go and sit down. Like, I
Okay.
get B-dubs as delivery, but I should mention that
Oh, yeah.
our rules on this, because we'll do a completely different top 10 for sit down restaurants, is if you can go through a drive through and or go to a counter and order it and then go sit down without a waitress or waiter, it counts as fast food.
So no, like Denny's, no Red Robin,
Nothing
no
sit down.
IHOP,
Yeah.
yeah.
Like obviously you can go up to restaurants and go, oh, I need to take a like pick up order or whatever, but
Yeah.
it's not like that. Food you can get within like 5, 10 minutes and you're out of there. So yeah.
All right.
My number 10, I think it could be higher if I go there more often, but I don't. It's Five Guys. I think Five Guys is absolutely schmackalackin'. I'm gonna say this because I think they already know we're from Wisconsin. I go downtown. When I go downtown, I get Five Guys on the block. It's kind of annoyingly expensive at times, but the fries are good. The burgers so good. So yeah, Five Guys.
I've never been to Five
Never
Guys.
been.
Yeah.
We'll have to go sometime. It's still, they have it at one of the malls.
Okay.
I don't know if it's Milwaukee Mall. I don't think it's at East or West, but
I don't know.
we'll go
I've
sometime.
always heard good things, though.
Yeah, very good.
All right. Number 10. Got Arby's. I like Arby's. I like their fries. I don't think I've ever had a like a bad meal there, but I mostly think about their fries and
Curly fries, yeah.
yeah.
I mean, they made a whole like freezer brand out of it. You can buy Arby's fries at a grocery store now because of that.
Back when Bryce and I were in Boy Scouts, we would bike like it was like a 3 mile like scout wide bike trip to Arby's. And I remember
Yeah,
that.
that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Arby's.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with Arby's, so yeah. Number nine, kind of an interesting one. I don't know if you really think of it. It was on the tier list though.
Okay.
Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Oh, I mean, I see him all the time in the mall.
So good. You can get cinnamon pretzel. You can get pepperoni pizza pretzel. You can get hot dog wrapped in pretzel. You buy the nacho cheese. You dunk it in. It's so good. Or you get the custard for the cinnamon one. Dunk it in. So good. Only like $6. I know it's kind of pricey, but you're full after that. You're not wanting more. Obviously, they have more stuff there, but I just get the pretzels. So good. Number nine.
Also,
Never been.
yeah, never had their
That's
pretzels.
easier to accomplish than
Yeah.
Five Guys. So maybe one day we'll do that.
Yeah, doing this list made me realize like how much fast food I have not
Yeah,
had.
same.
I was like, man. I guess like I've never had this or this or
Yeah.
this. But all right. My number nine, Burger King. The iconic crown. That's funny. Burger King.
At BK.
Yeah. It's like their burgers are solid. Whopper.
Whopper, 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 Whopper.
Yeah. I don't have any complaints about Burger King. I just. Yeah, it's Burger King. Like, whatever.
Have a spoiler. Burger King is not on my list. And it's not because it's bad. The last time I had a Burger King meal was the first ever haunt we did at Karate America.
Jeez.
We were children.
I was nine.
Exactly. It
That was 10 years ago.
was the only one I wasn't in. Like at Camp K.
Huh.
Or Karate America, whatever. We, at our karate dojo, we would run haunted houses during Halloween, obviously. And first year, well, Caleb's parents and him get really involved with it when it was at Karate America. But I wasn't in the first one. I remember walking through it, so, and then going to get Burger King afterwards.
I was a Dracula in that one. Do you remember like a little coffin and me going rah?
I think so.
Yeah, because the next year I was the Joker. So.
Yeah. Yep. Is it
All
my
right.
turn?
Yeah.
Number eight. Kinda feel like it could be higher. Just don't go there very often. We got Donnie's, McDonald's. Fries are classic. I mostly go to McDonald's for breakfast. The McGriddle absolutely schmacks.
Yeah.
The pancake sandwich. When me and my like the boys are hungry, we go there for 2 for $3 McChickens. Can't get much better than that,
Yeah.
really. I just think there's seven more options I like more than McDonald's though. So that's my only thing there. So yeah, McDonald's at number eight.
Solid choice. My number eight, Dairy Queen. It's like their burgers, solid, but you go for the ice cream, man.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
You go for
those
the ice cream.
so good. The cakes, so good. Like, I don't know. There's not many locations where we are, so it's like don't really think about it. But no, like Dairy Queen, it's like a good, maybe I would get Burger King burgers over Dairy Queen, but the ice cream,
Yeah, I mean, you
easy
go there for
choice.
ice cream.
Yeah.
I went there once to eat. Gone there multiple times for ice cream, though.
Yeah, no, it's unparalleled. Their machines are always working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing you have at McDonald's, I guess.
Yeah.
I had like a 5-year streak of getting Dairy Queen cake, ice cream cake
I
for my
remember that.
birthday.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Classic. Number seven, I got Pizza Hut. I think their stuffed crust is immaculate.
Yeah.
I don't order normal pizza from Pizza Hut. Getting normal pizza, I'm a Dom's guy. I'm a Domino's guy. Stuffed crust, Pizza Hut, all the
Yeah.
time. Their chicken Alfredo is underrated.
Okay.
I used to get that all the time when I wasn't feeling pizza and it was a Pizza Hut night. Just get the Alfredo. Good. Garlic bread. No, just everything there is good. I
Yeah.
just don't really eat the normal pizza very often.
Yeah.
I did also go through a veggie pizza phase at that Pizza Hut. So, yeah. That's my number seven.
Solid pick. Solid pick. My number seven, Subway.
Subway.
Yeah. It's like I used to get this like 9-grain wheat with like pickles, onions, olives, lettuce, tomato, cucumbers, and parmesan. Like that's a lot for a sub, and you can barely close it. Sometimes I still get it, but I get it on like the spicy Italian now. But when I go in there and I try and order, I don't know what to do. Like, I just can't order at Subway for some reason.
I feel like with your brain, it would just not work.
It's just like I see the menu and it's like, can I get this? They're like, yeah, what do you want to put on it? And I'm like, isn't there stuff already on
Really
it?
hope that's not too loud. If you hear more lawn mowing stuff, it's my dad outside, so don't worry about it.
He's weed whacking right now.
Yeah.
Like, I look at it and they're like, you wanna put other things on it? It's like, no, just want the sub. It's just a little confusing, but that's a me problem, not a restaurant
Yeah, I was
problem.
gonna say, you literally go there and you order your own sub. Like, that
Yeah.
is just a you problem at
Yeah. And
that
then the sliders came out. The sliders are pretty solid. I usually get like four of them and then like a 6-inch, and then I'm like extremely full. It's like can't eat anything else.
point.
But yeah, Subway.
Number six, Subway.
Oh.
Former Subway employee over here.
Yeah.
Fun job. Not worth the money though. Not worth getting like paid like $9.50 an hour. Especially during those dinner rushes. They weren't stopping. But I enjoy Subway. I think it's probably my favorite sub place. Maybe Jimmy John's. Maybe. I don't know. Working there, I probably have a like kind of an edge. I know most of the stuff there. I worked there when it was awful, because that was when they'd have pizzas and salad, and just it was so annoying making that stuff when you just want to make subs for people. And then I'd get people like you, and I'd go, "What veggies do you want?" You go, "I don't know. You get to make the sub. Tell me what you want." And I'd have like the spicy Italian for lunch when I was
Yeah.
working there. So good. I still get that every once in a while. The BMT with the like it's like ham, salami, and pepperoni or something.
Yeah.
Smackin'. They used to have like the Subway Club. It was like ham, turkey, and bacon or something. Ham, turkey, roast beef. Oh, you just can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Especially when you're working and you're like hungry. So good. That's my number six.
Okay. My number six. I've also never been inside of one. Panera. I don't think you have a server when you go
No.
inside, but Panera is just like, it's like an option if you don't know if people are vegetarians or vegans in the group.
You've been to Panera. We went to one in the mall.
Oh, we did. Oh, yeah, and I got a salad.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess I was in a Panera once.
Yeah.
I've gotten it more than once. I feel like it's a good option for everybody because there's always something on the menu that someone can get. But I really like their soup and grilled cheese. I get that a lot with Evelyn, so.
Yeah. I'm a big mac and cheese sandwich guy from there. It's very good.
Yeah.
They make the mac and cheese, obviously put bread on it, and then they grill it again, and it's like, oh. Yeah, no,
Can
good
see your
stuff.
mouth watering just
Yeah.
talking about it.
That's all you had for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Number five. Former number one, I will say, I got Culver's.
Okay.
Culver's is just like prime fast food.
Yeah.
There wasn't a time where we'd come out be done with school and go, I don't want to go to Culver's. Like we're
Yeah.
going to Culver's.
Yeah.
Like we're walking to Culver's after school. And my only issue, this got so goddamn expensive
Yeah.
over the years.
Yeah.
So expensive. I would have my minimum wage job and go to Culver's and be like still fine money wise. But I am working a like well paying job now, and I don't even want to bother going there most of the
Yeah,
time.
it's
It's like $15 a meal. It's like,
yeah.
why? Like, I want my cheese curds with my meal, and that's like a
Yeah.
$3 sub for like a tiny bag of cheese curds.
I want my double cheeseburger, which is like $12, and
Yeah.
then I want my cheese curds.
So another $3 added
Yeah. So
on.
it's like at that point I'm paying like 13 or not 13 cheese, like 15, like upwards $17
Yeah.
for my double cheeseburger and cheese curds.
Yeah, and if you want a concrete mixer, screw you. So
Yeah.
it's like $21 at that point.
Yeah, and it's like at that point I'm just gonna go buy some Legos.
Yeah, I'm missing out on my 501st battle pack at
Exactly.
that point. So yeah, love Culver's though. Classic.
Yeah.
Always been one of my favorites. Like the food there is always good. I don't think I've ever had an issue.
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken tenders are slept on. They've finally brought them back. They were gone for a while. The cheese curd burger, when they do bring it
Oof.
out, is
Oof.
so good.
Yeah.
They've got a new sandwich recently that I do want to try. It's a double burger with a chicken patty on it, or something like that. I could be totally wrong. Maybe it's just one burger and a chicken patty, but I know there's at least a burger and a chicken patty on
Okay.
it. I want to try it, but it's probably gonna be like $24, so.
Yeah. All
So yeah, that's my number five.
right. My number five, Wendy's. Can never go wrong with Wendy's. It's just I've got to be in like a Wendy's mood to have Wendy's.
Yeah, makes sense.
Like, their burgers, pretty solid. But it's like I have to be thinking about it first. It's like they're so like different that I gotta be in that Wendy's mood. I guess I'll say that Bryce and I, for like a couple weeks in a row, we got the triple jalapeno bacon burger, which is like three patties, all of them with cheese, all of them with bacon, and then there's some jalapenos and like Arby or not Arby's, geez, Wendy's sauce, and then some fries.
So
And then
good.
we would like drive 10 minutes to this parking lot of a park and then sit in it and then just eat our burgers and fries.
Was the most stoner thing we've ever
Yeah.
done. We don't smoke, but
No, we're not.
it was the most stoner thing ever.
Yeah. And like we would dip our fries in our blizzards and we would just smack-a-lack in the parking lot.
I will say, I did buy, at one point, I did buy a frosty
Or yeah, frosty
thing,
geez, not blizzards.
frosty thing, where it was like, if you go here, you get a free frosty with every meal. But I didn't use it. But I bought one. It was on
Yeah.
my keychain for a while. But yeah, good stuff.
And then another thing with Wendy's is the one that we go to when you like drive up when you drive up to the drive-thru. Wendy's has this like automated voice thing that'll greet you, but then people like skip over it, so then you get greeted twice, and then I feel like other employees skip over other employees to just because they're free and they're in like the work mindset of like gotta answer this person in the drive-thru. You end up getting greeted like three different times, and then it's like,
That's pretty brain
It's like
dead.
the hi, welcome to hello, would you like
Yeah.
all right, what'd you like to order? It's
Yeah,
like
it's always three completely different voices.
it's funny. Like whatever, I don't really care, but
Yeah.
it's like
Yeah, makes you go a little silly.
like what's going on here?
Yeah. Well, this number four, Wendy's. Well, I don't, there's really not much else to be said.
Yeah,
Like, it's
it's
good.
yeah.
I enjoy their Asiago chicken sandwich or something like that. Pretty good. Last time we went, we got like a double pretzel burger. It
Yeah.
was okay. Like, it wasn't great.
I
I
yeah.
missed the jalapeno burger they took that off the menu. Really
Yeah.
disappointing stuff. If they still had that burger, we'd probably go more often.
Yeah.
It's one of those you had to be there kind of things.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the first time I would ever like scarf down like a triple and we'd still pay less than Culver's.
Yeah, crazy.
It's like I want to say like $11 for all of it, maybe 12 with a
Yeah.
Frosty. But
Yep.
I mean, the only thing I have against Wendy's is the burgers are so tall that sometimes it's like hard to get my mouth around it.
But it's worth it. It's
Yeah.
worth the money.
Yeah.
Obviously, with Culver's, their butter burgers, they like slap them. They're like smash burgers, so
Yeah.
they're like they look smaller, but you just, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's my number four.
All right. My number four, McDonald's.
Donnie's.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. It's a quick and easy choice if you're like you're just hungry and you're on the go, besides like Quick Trip, but that's a gas station, so we can't.
Yeah, I mean, if Quick Trip was a category, I think it'd be on our top
Oh,
10.
easily,
We go there
easily.
so often for food.
But yeah, McDonald's, it's so easy to go up there. Yeah, can I get like a Big Mac and a quarter pounder? I get it like 2 minutes later and I'm out the door.
Yeah.
I'm running for the hills. My Big Mac and my quarter pounder.
Yep.
Like, it's just enough for me to eat. Sometimes I get fries if I'm really hungry, or if I go there for breakfast, I get like two quarter pounders and two like McChickens, I think. I don't know. But I'm always like stuffed
Yeah.
after McDonald's. And like I don't know how I feel about like the last interaction with people ordering on the screen and then just waiting, which is easy, but sitting there and having the cashier like stare at you while you're like, oh, I've done everything.
Yeah. No, it's understandable.
That's a little annoying, but yeah. It's always like, it's cheap too. You'd never pay that much at McDonald's. It's just so quick, so easy.
Usually the meals are pretty expensive, but if you just get the burger,
Yeah.
it's not bad.
Like, I don't need soda. I'll just drink water.
Yeah.
I don't need fries. I got my burgers.
Yeah.
Well.
My number three is noodles.
Oh man.
I'm a big noodles guy.
Yeah.
Butter noodles, mac and cheese, like whatever you order, so good.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, can always add this on. They've gotten more expensive over the years too, but everything's gotten more expensive.
Yeah.
I think getting the large mac and cheese, always very good.
Yeah.
Like, we used to bike the noodles too, and that was fun.
Yep.
Like, just going to noodles, sitting down, you go up to the Pepsi machine that has like 18 different flavors of
Oh
every
yeah.
soda.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That was
good
always
stuff.
fun. It's like what like wacky combination can I find
Yeah.
today?
Get my lime Pepsi real quick.
Yeah.
God.
My like my grape Sprite
Yeah.
like
There's like a, it's not Alfredo, but it's like some kind of like parm chicken noodles. That's like my favorite thing to order right now. It's so good. So, yeah.
I'm just a buttered noodles guy.
That's good too.
It's like all I've ever gotten, but
The noodles, like the butter noodles themselves, like the noodles they use, are just so
yeah.
fun too.
Yeah.
My favorite part about going to noodles as well is getting your bowl and then finding out that you have like three like random noodles from other things.
It's
I'll be
like,
like,
yes.
get the angel hair, but I also got some macaroni and some other stuff
Yeah.
in there. It's so good.
It's like
Very fun.
little Easter eggs in
Yeah.
your noodles.
Yeah.
My number three got Pizza Hut. It's always a staple. Just their stuffed crust is so good.
Yeah.
It's just you can't rival it. Dip that in marinara.
You're smacking all day.
Oh yeah. It's a staple. Anyone, you get like the two people that don't like Pizza Hut, and it's like, okay, well, we're getting it.
Like, yeah, you can just not complain.
Yeah, just get Pizza
What's funny about that? I'm pretty sure Forrest doesn't like Pizza Hut.
Hut.
Like, I think he'll eat it, but I'm pretty sure he prefers other things.
Yeah,
So.
but it's like they also have good wings.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think
Like
about
their
that.
boneless wings.
Their little nuggies with, like, the.
Yeah.
Can't remember what my dad gets, but it's always so good.
Yeah.
It's like. I'll ask him, whatever. It's good, yeah.
Yeah, Pizza Hut.
Number two, Taco Bell. See, I feel like a lot of people don't like Taco Bell, and it's
Yeah.
understandable. You wait in line, as this might just be ours. You wait in line for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
If you go there at like from like 8 to 10 p.m., you're waiting there for at least an hour.
Yeah.
Like, the employees just don't care. It's
Yeah.
fine. But what we always do, we just get the box.
It's so
It's
easy.
so easy to order compared to like ordering like three different kinds of tacos. Usually it's the same price as just doing that, but you get like four things in a box.
Yeah.
Like the grilled cheese burrito is a classic.
Yeah.
It's just
Oh.
so good. Like, but there's times where it doesn't smack, and that's why it's not number one.
Okay.
There were last time our food was cold, not fun. Burrito full of beans. Not a bean guy. We always do a thing. You get a burrito, Taco Bell. What side's gonna be meat? What side's gonna be beans? If you get the bean side first, it's a good burrito.
Yeah.
But if you end your burrito with beans, I usually hate myself by the end of it. So yeah, that's it. Number two, Taco Bell.
My number two, Culver's.
Culver's, yeah.
Yeah. It just, the price recently is so disappointing.
Know what your
But,
number one is.
yeah.
I don't think you know what mine is,
I
though.
have no clue what your number one is.
Yeah.
But Culver's, I went there like twice a week as a kid.
Yeah, no, it's so
Like,
easy to go there.
yeah. I think I had almost 80 Scoopy tokens saved up.
Those things.
Yeah, and then I just like bought a bunch of the stuffed animals, and those are somewhere.
Had a ball, like every ball that they
Oh,
had,
yeah.
every Culver's ball was in my bin of balls. Like,
Yeah.
I made it a goal to get. I didn't play volleyball. I'd get a volleyball. Like, I didn't play, like, the frisbee and the football got good use, but other things didn't. But I still got
Yeah,
him.
also the pub burgers. It's always like worth trying those. Like there's one with like a pretzel bun and two different kinds of cheese, and it was also like a double. It was just like, oh, it was so good.
I think that one I was talking about earlier is a pub.
Oh,
It's
okay.
a pub burger with chicken on it or something. But, which I really want to try. I
Yeah.
just don't know how expensive it'll be. Ready for my number one? About to shock your world.
It's not KFC.
Yeah, KFC is not on our list.
It's
Sorry.
not.
I just don't go to KFC.
Yeah, I've
Same with
honestly
Popeyes. I just don't
never
go
been to
there.
either of them.
KFC
Man.
mac and cheese is good though. I will say that.
I've never. Thought
Yeah.
it'd be like Panera.
No.
Okay.
It's Wingstop, baby.
Okay.
Wingstop is so good.
Yeah.
Something that just moved to our area last summer. Me and my girlfriend Molly would go get the meal for two, get like 12 or 14 boneless wings or bone-in wings. Get two flavors. Every flavor is good there. It's not like B-dubs where you miss on a flavor and you go, that sucks.
Yeah.
Get the Parmesan garlic or like the barbecue or like the Hawaiian. Just everything there is so good. They have chicken sandwiches now, which are just nuts. Only time I've ever had a bad experience at Wingstop was when I got the wrong order and had to drive all the way back, which was annoying, but the food is worth it. Why do you think I drove back?
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting my food because it's so good.
Yeah.
So yeah, Wingstop, number one. I know what your number one is though.
Yeah. The
It's that
classic.
bell.
Yeah. Taco Bell.
Ding.
Yeah, my number one, Taco Bell. It just, I can't explain the joy about the first time I had that grilled cheese burrito. It was just like, oh,
Right after the
like,
Badger game too.
yeah.
Badger football and then a once in a lifetime experience having that burrito.
Yeah.
Hey Dad, what wing flavor do you usually get from Pizza Hut? That's always good.
Chili something?
Chili
Sweet
something?
chili.
Sweet chili? Those are my favorite wings from
Sweet
Pizza
chili is
Hut.
awesome.
Oh yeah, no, Taco Bell. It's like, especially when there's a good box, that's like the only time where it's like not great to go, 'cause you go, you're just like, hey, can I get this box and like a Baja, like $9. You're out the door. You got it. You're good.
Yeah. I enjoy
We just touched feet.
it. Bonding over Taco Bell. We just touched feet. Wasn't too big of a fan of that,
Yeah. I do want to say, if I remembered noodles, it definitely would have made like fourth place.
that was a last second, like,
Yeah.
holy crap, I
Yeah.
need this on my list, because.
Noodles wasn't on the tier list or like the thing I looked at, the top 50.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because I was just like thinking, I'm like, because when we initially did the list, we'd look at tier lists, so we kind of have a similar like variety of things to pick from. And I was like, there's some that I've eat all the time but aren't on here. What is
Yeah.
it? I'm like trying to think, and I just instantly thought of noodles. I'm like,
Yeah.
yeah, that's getting on the list.
Yeah, that definitely would have made like fourth.
It's so
Noodles is
good.
so good.
But
But
yeah, that's our top 10 fast food joints in the
yeah.
Midwest. That's an episode two. If you have any suggestions for us, let us know. We are gonna record like one to four. Well, we're recording one, like
Yeah.
a couple more episodes after this one before any come out. So if your suggestion doesn't come to like episode five, I think Jeffrey forgot something. If your suggestion doesn't come until like episode five or six, that's why. Apologize for that. Just wanted to get ahead of the schedule on the podcasts. But yeah, I don't know if you have anything else to say.
Yeah, like I said last time, leave any suggestions in the comments. We'll appreciate it. We definitely read. We'll read them.
Yeah, we'll read them. Follow us, subscribe to the channel. Like I said, by the time this comes out, there should be an Instagram account for Assault Shack. Maybe a TikTok eventually. I think TikTok is a very good way of putting out our
Yeah.
content. So thanks for watching episode 2 of Assault Shack Podcast. We'll see you guys next time.
See ya.